This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear brothers and sisters, the Sheikh is just on his way. So in the next 5 minutes, we'll speak briefly about the virtue of tafsir in general. There's one ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about wisdom, hikmah, about the companions understood Allah's use of the word hikmah to refer to this subject, tafsir of Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدَ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He gives hikmah to whomever He so wills. And whoever is given hikmah has been given a tremendous amount of good. This ayah, who knows which surah it's in? Who knows what ayah this surah is in? Come on, brothers. Baqarah, yes, Baqarah. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, said, Al-Hikmah here refers to tafsir of Quran. That whoever is given tafsir of Quran, Allah is saying, has been given utiya khayran kathira, abundant amount of good. Now, Ibn Abbas also mentioned something else. He said that, you see the Quran, the pious as well as the impious read it. Yeah, both types of people read it. And that gives us an insight into something. Because what Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying is that, look, everyone reads the Quran. Everybody knows that being a Muslim entails reading the Quran. So tafsir of Quran is more than just what everybody is doing. Yeah, he said that the pious as well as the impious both read the Quran. So what he was referring to is that, look, tafsir is a level above and beyond simply reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to know and understand what Allah is saying to you. That in a very basic, simple way is what tafsir is. It is to uncover the meaning behind the miraculous words of the Quran as intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Ibn Abbas was, this is an unrelated incident, he was walking and he saw Umar al-Khattab. This is when Umar al-Khattab was the Khalifa of the Muslims. And Umar al-Khattab was thinking about the affairs of the Ummah and how mighty they were at that stage. And he said to himself out loud that, how will this Ummah ever takhtalif, ever divide and argue amongst itself when its book is one, its prophet is one, and its Qibla is one? How will that ever happen? Look at our unity. Now Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah overheard him and he said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we read the Quran and we understand the revelation therein. The generations that will come afterwards, they will read it, but they will come up with their own ra'i. They will come up with their own understanding. When they come up with their own understanding, then they will begin to differ with one another. And when they differ with one another, then they will begin to argue. And when they argue, they will begin to fight one another. Umar al-Khattab, when he heard that, he wasn't happy. Because he was rejoicing over the Muslim unity. So he told Ibn Abbas to go away. Then later on, Umar al-Khattab called him back. And he said to him, what you said was true. That is exactly how things will pan out. And that points to the virtue of tafsir of Quran. Because it is to retrace how the companions understood the Quran. And it is to read the Quran to try and uncover those meanings that Ibn Abbas said we understood. And those were the meanings that united them all together and gave them that inspiration to become the greatest of all people. Okay, so the tafsir of Quran, really, the importance of it cannot be overstated whatsoever. And some of the scholars said that the virtue of any knowledge is known by what that knowledge seeks to explore. Therefore, the tafsir of the Quran is the best type of knowledge. Because what does it seek to do? It seeks to explore the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actual words of Allah jalla wa ala. So therefore, it is the best type of knowledge. And as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, that, you know, towards the end of my life, even though Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was, you know, an astounding scholar in so many different sciences of the Quran, after spending all of his years teaching people about Islam and becoming a master of so many sciences, he said, now, towards the end of my life, I am full of regret. What is he regretting? He said that I spent much of my time with the Quran. In fact, I read over 100 books of tafsir, or nearly every ayah of the Quran. However, I still regret not spending enough time with the Quran. So, subhanallah. And that gives us a deep insight into the amount of benefit that comes from having a close relationship with the Quran. So, just to conclude, I remember many years ago, Sheikh Haytham, he was delivering the dars in Dawah Center, and he mentioned an ayah in the Quran which really took me back. He said, there's an ayah in the Quran in Surah Sa'd where Allah said, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab. Allah said, this blessed book has been revealed. Why? Allah didn't say it was revealed in order to be read. Allah never said it was revealed in order to be shown special treatment and respect. Allah said that we gave this blessed book to you liyatadabbaru, in order that you may ponder and reflect over the meanings behind my words. Okay? And subhanAllah, what took me back is that it's true. Our relationship with the Quran for most people is merely one of just showing virtue to the pages and the book itself. But it never goes beyond that when it comes to the words themselves and the meaning behind those words. And subhanAllah, Allah said about the munafiqun that afala yatadabbaruna alquran, to the munafiqun, this is not to the believers, O munafiqun, do you not make tadabbur of the Quran? Am ala qulubihim aqfaluha, is it the case that on their hearts is a lock? Now when I heard that ayah, I thought, subhanAllah, tadabbur of Quran, to understand its basic meanings, is even possible for the munafiq. What then be the case of us believers? You know, subhanAllah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the munafiqun that make tadabbur of the Quran. So the Quran is not beyond the reach of us believers. The deeper meanings of the Quran is something known only to the scholars of tafsir. But if the munafiqun can read it and understand it and take benefit from it, can we not also do more than that? Of course we can. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. And that Allah said, the reason they do not benefit from it is because on their hearts is a lock. In fact, Allah didn't say that on their heart is a lock. Allah said that أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ, that on every single one of those hypocrites is a lock on their heart. And in the tafsir of these particular words, they said that, subhanAllah, look how Allah is saying that their hearts are locked up. So the Quran and the light of the Quran cannot penetrate inside of that heart. Because when it comes to enter, there's a lock placed on that door. And anyone who has a lock placed on his heart and cannot benefit from the Quran is the worst type of person, and he lives the most miserable life. And that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala said that وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, that whoever turns away from my dhikr, my remembrance, then ultimately the only life that he will live is مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, is a miserable, narrow, constricted life. So then turn it around. Imagine the life of someone who is always turning to the dhikr of Allah, who is always going back to the very words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try and understand them, to implement them, and to even call other people to them. What type of life will that person live? Yeah? Just something to think about, inshallah. So just a few words really to allow us to appreciate the significance of these lessons with our Shaykh, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to benefit from his book and to make us of Ahlul Quran. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum.